Evaluation of magic populations derived from the armed advocacy people, right?
Okay, sir.
All right.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Gaspar Martinez Jr., and I'm a master's student at New Mexico State University. My advisor is Dr. Jinfa Zhang. In May this year, 2016, I started a project, which is basically a disease screen for verticillium wilt. These tests were conducted in Las Cruces at our greenhouse in Fabian Garcia. And so the title of my project is Evaluation of a Magic Population Derived from RMB Up for Verticillium Wilt Resistance. First, before I start, I want to thank a couple people from our lab, namely Abdul Rahim, Dr. Zhongfu Han, Jie Chen, Tristan Hooks, and Dr. Zhang for helping me with this project. And I'd also like to give credit to the breeders who developed our population that we used, namely Dr. Johnny N. Jenkins and Dr. Jack McCarthy. My pathogen, Verticillium Dali. Verticillium Dali is found worldwide and is a very destructive soil borne fungal plant pathogen. The fungal hyphae penetrate root tips and enter the xylem vessels in the root systems, where they proliferate and move throughout the xylem systems of the plant. Zhang 2014. Gossypium barbadens contains more sources of resistance to verticillium than Gossypium hirsutum. Why verticillium wilt? Fiber quality of plants infected by verticillium dali can be substantially reduced. So it's a very damaging plant pathogen. And also verticillium dali causes yield losses as high as 3.5 to 5% in the state of New Mexico. My objective for this study was to evaluate 712 genotypes in an intermediate upland population for verticillium wilt resistance. The plant materials used for test one, I used 712 lines. And in test two, we selected the top 100 best performing genotypes from test one, and also the bottom, the worst performing 100. And from the initial 712 lines from the first test, and both experiments were randomized complete block design. And the 712 lines, as I said earlier, were derived from the RMB up C4 population developed by Jenkins et al. Materials and methods. We planted into 4x4-inch pots. 10 seeds were placed in each pot. And seeds were planted into infected soil. Pathogen culture. The pathogen was grown on Zebedox auger for 16 days. And then I took 20 plugs from the auger and placed it in 1 liter of Zebedox broth and placed those bottles on the rotary shaker at 144 RPMs at 32 degrees Celsius for 25 days. And the broth or inoculum we used was quantified via hemocytometer and adjusted to 11 to 6 spores per ml. Here's a picture of emergence in test 2. Here's a calendar of the activities done. The takeaway message from here is we inoculated at the second to third true leaf stage via pipette method. So So we pipetted 10 mLs of inoculum onto each pot, which was roughly 11 million spores. And we inoculated twice to make sure we didn't miss any plants. For the second test, it pretty much was the same format, and we screened our plants 51 days after inoculation. The rating scale used was from Zhang et al. Of 2012, which ranges from 0 to 5, with 0 meaning no chlorotic or necrotic leaves, and 5 complete defoliation or plant death. And there are also scores in between. I must say that we also counted the total number of leaves abscised from each plant, and also the remaining leaves for each plant, for every single plant. Here's a visual representation of our rating scale. Here's a NOVA table for test one, which was 712 genotypes. As you can see, we did have significant differences between the genotypes. For test two, here's the NOVA table for test two. However, we did not have significant differences of the genotypes in test two. Here is a combined ANOVA between the genotypes used in tests 1 and 2, and we did have significant differences of the genotypes between both experiments, tests 1 and 2. Here is an ANOVA for the remaining leaves of the plants we use in test one, and as you can see, we had significant differences in terms of the remaining leaves on the plants for the different genotypes used. And here is a table for leaf abscission, which is one of the symptoms observed, and we also had significant differences. Here is a slide containing the top 10 most resistant plants and the bottom 10 most susceptible lines in our experiment. And the least significant difference for this was 0.77. Summary and future work. As you said earlier, genotypic differences were observed in both tests. This provides evidence of Verticillium wilt resistance in this population. However, in the future experiments we tend to conduct, where I'll need to work on being more consistent between my replications and also the tests performed. Here's a list of my references. And thank you guys for your attention and any questions.
Any questions for Kathy?
It was the inoculation was one strain of a non-defoliating strain.
You ran these two tests at different times of the year?
Yes. Yes, sir. One was ran in summer of this year, and the second test finished about 2 weeks ago.
Results. Now I'm just curious from a statistical standpoint,
That was why we ran the combined ANOVA. However, the combined ANOVA showed that there still were genotypic differences. However, the tests weren't, both tests weren't as consistent as we had hoped. Different.
You had 100
siblings
and
100 siblings, right? Yes, sir. So you think that they might be worth at least running a number for that using that collection set? That's a great idea. Thank you. Any other questions?